This shouldn't be a thing. And of course, if you have a thing that you believe that should not be, send it in to Jane, Calvin, and me by emailing us, janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, @civicmedia.us. Send us, this shouldn't be a thing, send us guest information. We can talk about subject matters, but you can get in touch with us. Let us know how we're doing, whether you like us or not, because trust me, people who don't like us use that email as well. But janesays@civicmedia.us. Now, for today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing, here is the headline found to us by Calvin from the BBC.com website. Shiona McCallum is the senior tech reporter with the byline. Taco Bell rethinks AI drive-thru after a man orders 18,000 waters. Taco Bell is rethinking its use of artificial intelligence to power drive-thru restaurants in the United States after comical videos of tech making mistakes were viewed millions of times. In one clip, a customer seemingly crashed the system by ordering 18,000 water cups, while another person got increasingly angry as the AI repeatedly asked him to add more drinks to his order. It's been since 2023 that the fast food chain has introduced the technology to over 500 locations in the United States. I know, Calvin, the time I've gone to Taco Bell, I'll drive up and it'll say, "Are you using this the Taco Bell app?" I'm like, "Nope." And then it'll be another person. So I don't know how much AI I'm interacting with, but they thought the AI would do the work, Calvin. And it's not. Once again, AI is comically failing us.
Yeah, AI is not smart. And I guess I will say this article says that they have this AI in 500 locations. So if you consider in the grand scheme of how many Taco Bells there are,
yeah,
there must not be any Taco Bells around here in that 500.
I mean,
you're right. You just get the automated, are you using the app? And then it just is a real person. I would assume this is an actual AI, mm-hmm. like, that is replying to you and tracking what you're saying.
Which is really weird because, like, I had to use AI twice this week. Like, I had to. There was no choice. I try not to use it. And by the way, as of this year in March, there are 8,093 Taco Bells in 51 states and territories. That's a lot of Taco Bells. But AI like does this. I had to go on like a helpline for my television and I had to go on and like answer the questions and it kept trying to like talk to me in a way that it was convincing me that it was a human, but I knew it wasn't a human. And I just feel like, just give me a phone number. Just give me a real person. I'd love to. But AI, in this situation, I'll say it's because I know the robot overlords are listening to us right now, Calvin. I think that AI has failed us in the Taco Bell end. I won't say anything else because I want to be looked upon by our shiny despots lovingly when the time comes for judgment. But yeah, this is one where I can imagine like one clip on Instagram says it's been viewed 21.5 million times, shows a man ordering a large Mountain Dew and the AI voice continually replying, "And what will you drink with that?" I think we can shut it down, Taco Bell. I think we can just trust the person at the drive-thru to do the work.
Yeah, I mean, they're taking our jobs and they're not doing them very well.
Yeah. AI is going to take our jobs and they're going to be just as bad as we are. They're going to get written. That's what the AI is going to get written up. They're going to get like a warning, probation, and then they'll fire AI. You see, you hear first. We're talking about tech news on Matt and Aaron Air, but for now, when you go to Taco Bell, maybe just go inside in order to make your life a lot easier. But that has been another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.